我们今天要讲一下，分享一下有关祷告的。
So today's message I'd like to share with you is about prayers.
这几年世界啊，真是天灾人祸。
And we witnessed many natural disasters and many misfortunes around the world.
我觉得看起来很像是主耶稣快要回来的时候。
And it seems the second coming of Jesus Christ is really near.
所以我在去年2018年的8月。
And for that particular reason, back in August 2018,
我就给我两个儿子一个媳妇就寄去了教他们怎么祷告的一个 email.
So I sent an email to my two sons and one daughter-in-law about how to pray.
因为我觉得有的时候嘴巴讲不容易讲，就是说你能够写一个 email 的话，他就可以看见那些自己去思想。
And again, I figure sometimes it's a little kind of hard to talk face to face. So instead of sending an email, they can read all the scriptures and all the theme messages, and that'll help them to better understand it.
近来呢，这个地方我们也有很多的事情发生。
And I know many things happen around here as well.
我也跟一些姐妹交通的时候发现他们也有问题。
And when I had a fellowship or a conversation with many sisters, I realized this is a similar or familiar question as well.
所以我想我们今天可以一起来思想这个有关祷告的事情。
So for today's Sunday service, I'd like to meditate and ponder on this particular thing, prayer.
因为这么多年来我慢慢才体会到祷告是最重要的事情。
Because over these past years, I came to realize prayer is the single most important thing for Christians.
因为我发现我们就是靠祷告来打每天每一个事情属灵的征战。
And as a matter of fact, with the power of the prayers, we're able to fight a good fight spiritually.
而且这个祷告是一个很长时间一辈子的学习。
And as a matter of fact, this kind of a prayer is a practice that takes us lifelong.
感谢主，正在我觉得这个是一个征战的那个事情的时候，我正好看见那个 T. Austin Spark 他寄来每个礼拜寄来给我东西，他也是这么说。
And speaking of the spiritual warfare, I happen to receive an email from T. Austin.
他也是讲这么讲说祷告就是一个 battleground, 就是一个
征战的。 He mentioned the same way that a prayer is really a battleground.
我想神就 confirm 了我自己的 sharing.
And I think really my kind of sharing confirmed to God's purpose.
那今天我就分享一点我自己的学习。
So I'd like to share a few about my own devotions as far as prayer is concerned.
Yeah.And 希望起码能够帮助一些弟兄姐妹。
And I hope that hopefully that at least helps some of you.
我们信耶稣以后，生命得以长大，不是单单靠头脑的读经来的知识。
So it is usually universally acknowledged that once we believe in Jesus Christ, our life or spiritual life starts to grow up, and it's just not only by the Bible or understanding of the Bible.
头脑的知识。
That is through our mind.
Yeah, 也不是因为参加了服事教会的事工。
For the many ministries that you serve.
因为这些只是给我们开了一个门，开了一个头。
These kind of things only get us a good head start.
最最重要的就是我们里面属灵生命的长大跟成熟。
What is most important thing is how the maturity of our spiritual life.
这跟头脑的知识没有相
关。It has nothing to do with the mind.
那么我们上次上个月我分享了路德记。
So last month I shared a bit on a book of Ruth.
我们看见神在我们身上的救赎呢，不只是在赦免我们一切的罪恶过犯。
So God's redemption is just not about forgiving our transgressions.
还要帮助我们经过一个产难。
But rather helping us going through that childbirth.
Travail.
Travail.
使我们与主能够合而为一
，so that we will become one with the Lord Jesus Christ.
把我们恢复，而且重建到神造我们的原意。
And in that way, we are restored or rebuilt to the original intention when God created us.
因为他要我们成为他的身体。
Because He wants us to be His body.
有份于他的国度、权柄、荣耀。
And partake His kingdom, power and glory.
这是一个不得了的旨意哈。
And I believe this is really the eternal power. This is amazing power.
所以
a purpose.
所以那个时候呢，波阿斯所有的也就变成路德所有的。
So what Boaz has finally become what Ruth has.
这个才是救赎全部的内容。
And this is actually the meaning of true salvation.
这个是神的圣召。
And this is what we call a holy calling.
得胜的。他要赐我们在他的宝座上与他同坐。
Like the Bible says that he who overcomes, he will grant to him to sit down with him on his throne.
这个启示录三章二十一节你可以去看。
And this is actually from Book of Revelation 3:21.
因为他如果坐在宝座上，我们成为他的身体呢，我们是他的身体。等长大成熟，真正成为他的身体的时候，就是在灵里成为他身体的时候，那我们也是在那里与他同坐。
It really makes a lot of sense to me because since we are His body, and as He's sitting on the throne, His body, and in other words, us also sitting on the same throne.
这个是我以前不太真正知道的，不是很晓得的。
And I wasn't clear about this before.
但是现在似乎好像才开始有一点点的领会。
And I came to understand of this more recently.
这个我想一直恐怕到勇士，我们还要在这方面还要长大。
And I think we still need to grow up until even to up to the eternal life.
这是一个直到永世一个永远的圣召。
And we have to bear this in mind that this is eternal from everlasting to everlasting holy calling.
如果你是基督徒，你是属他的，就该有这个。
So if a Christian, if you belong to him, you will be granted with this.
约翰福音五章三十九到四十节是这么说的。
So the Bible tells us from a book of John 5:39-40, it says.
他说：“你们查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生。
You search the scripture because you think that in them you have eternal life.”
给我做见证的就是这经。
It is these that testify about me.
然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
Yet you are unwilling to come to me so that you may have life.
所以你看见好像有一点点啊，虽然圣经都是神的话 logos 啊，但是好像有一点点的。差别跟我们完全到他的面前去。
So this is a little kind of a paradoxical, little difference that yes, the Bible indeed is a word of God, but there's still yet we need a struggle or force, make a force into Him.
所以我们的学习啊，不是光光靠属旧造的头脑的知识。
So our study is just not about by our own mind.
乃是一定要到主里得着一个新造的生命。
But until we have this eternal life, or until we have this new creation, that we're able to come into Him.
那什么是祷告呢
？So prayer, simply put,
简单说就是与神的对话，与他相交。
It's a conversation with God. It's a fellowship with Him.
这个你很有意思，我想你们都听过我说过，马太二十一章十三节主说过。
So a book of Matthew 21:13, the Lord says,
我的殿。必称为祷告的殿。
My house shall be called a house of prayer.
我们虽然也唱歌啊，也有的时候也聚餐啊，有的时候也出去郊游啊，有的时候有 celebration 那种圣诞节的、感恩节的聚会啊，但是神说。我的殿被称为祷告的殿，它的重点在祷告。
And yes, indeed, many Christians, we Christians actually do many things in the church. We have fellowship, we have gathering, and we have many celebrations, but Like the Lord says, my house shall be called a house of prayer.
所以我们可以看出来啊，神所看重的是我们与他有一个亲密的交通，常常的联系。
So I think what the Lord really focuses on is really about the fellowship or the connection with us.
他喜悦我们常常来亲近他，有心对心的交通。
He delights us coming to him face to face, heart to heart.
你看见在圣所的里面。
And if you see the holy place, at the holy place,
至圣所幔子前面正前方就是一个香坛。
So the altar of a burning incense is set up in front of the veil.
亚伦每天两次，他要烧这个新香料做的香。
So Aaron, the high priest, has to burn twice the fragrant incense.
这个。使这个香是永远不断的，成为世世代代永远点燃的香。只要他们的圣所在，那个香就一直不停的这样烧。
So these incenses are called the perpetual incense before the Lord.
所以这个表示的很清楚，就表示神喜欢我们一直与他相交。
So that means that indicates that the Lord really delights in our constant conversation, a constant connection, a constant fellowship with Him.
所以我们祷告不一定一定要坐下来或者跪下来或者眼睛闭起来才能算祷告。
So prayer is just not only about being sitting down or bowing down or close eyes.
对，我们过基督徒的日子和侍奉，如果不需要依靠祷告而得到的感动和力量，就可以独立进行的话。
So if you think, you know, during our daily devotions or services, if you feel like it, by your own power and will,
那你就知道这些都是靠自己来的工作。
You know, this is really from, this is all just services from only you.
在灵里，在主的面前，没有什么分量的。
And it really doesn't count much before the Lord, and especially in the Spirit.
如果你去看哥林多书三章十二节，
If we take a look at it from a book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 3:12.
他就说草木禾秸，这些就是草木禾秸。
These kind of services or lip services are just the wood, hay and straw.
外面可以搞得轰轰烈烈。
It may seem that we have such a vigorous services or vigorous worship.
看起来又大又多。
And many services are big and many.
却仍然在旧造里面。
But unfortunately, these are all in old creation, in our old selves.
不讨神的喜悦。
And these do not delight the Lord.
也不被他纪念。
And won't be remembered by him.
就是我们白白欢喜一场。
And it seems just like we work for nothing.
那么，主如果愿意的话，我们现在就来思想应该怎么样在他面前祷告。
So if the Lord is willing, let's meditate and ponder before Him about how to pray before Him.
我每天早上祷告的内容几乎就说纲大纲几乎都是一样。
And so the outlines or the guidelines of my daily prayers are pretty much similar.
我们现在先来思想一下，因为我想，你的祷告不一定跟我一样，但是那个大原则要一样。
So your prayers don't have to be the same with mine, but I think the guidelines should remain the same.
我们思想每天清晨，我们应该怎么样向他祷告
？And let's meditate on what to bring in our prayers every morning.
如果你去看罗马书十二章一节
，If we turn to Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1-2.
我们中文的翻译就是：所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
So, Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
但是有一次，我听见这一位属灵的前辈，就是 Lance Lambert, 他这么说。
And about one of the messages that I heard from our spiritual elders, Lance Lambert.
他是从那个懂得原文的专家请教这个翻译到底是怎么样的翻译应该才比较正确。
So he learned this from the theology who understand the original text.
所以就是说他就这么说了。所以弟兄们，我这个现在PowerPoint 就是那个他问出来的哈。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此献上，是有属灵智慧的敬拜。
So the original or literal translation for this particular verse says, Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritually intelligent worship and service.
什么是属灵有属灵智慧的敬拜与侍奉
？So I think the differences here is what is a spiritually intelligent worship and service.
这个是活出神的旨意。
And I think this is truly how we live out God's purpose.
是。他觉得应该怎么做？他觉得什么好
？So the way that we live our spiritual life is really about what's God's perspective.
我们不再活出我们自己的旨意了。
And we no longer live our lives according to our own perspective.
也不再活出自己感情上的感觉。哎呀，我喜欢这样，我喜欢那样，不喜欢这样，不喜欢那样。
Or live our lives according to our feelings or emotions.
乃是我每天定义每一天。每一件事只要跟随他的带领就对了。
Indeed, just to determine that we follow the Lord's guidance and teachings.
那么把身体献上当作活祭，这里好像只在讲身体哦。
So as the verse says that we live in our whole bodies a living and holy sacrifice. So it seems to me that that's about our body.
但是你如果去看旧约第一次奉献的祭物的话
But if we return to the Old Testament as we see the first offering
那就是这个这里的身体其实就是指我们的全人灵魂体。
So, that kind of a service, that kind of a sacrifice is actually our whole being, our mind, our body, and our spirit.
所以每次到主面前来，第一个祷告就是把我们自己献上，当作活祭。
So I think the first prayer as we come before Him, that before the Lord is living, offering our body as the living sacrifices.
然后我自己是，我希望你们比我好啊，但是我自己。自己里面的经验就是，接下去我马上就说，求主替我死，替我活。
And I'm sure you know this better than me, but according to my own experiences, the second prayer is, I pray to God, may the Lord dies for me and lives for me.
因为我发现我把自己当作祭物，然后马上就发现我自己是死不掉的。
Because when I realize if we really offer our own bodies a living sacrifice, I do not die.
根本不可能有这个属灵智慧的敬拜跟侍奉。
Because it's really not about the spiritually intelligent service and worship.
我这个老我是死不掉。
Because my old self simply doesn't die.
我说要死要死也死不掉。
Even I offer my old selves as a living sacrifice, you know what? This body doesn't die.
而且开始的时候，新造的我在哪里？我也不知道。
And I don't know where my new creation lies.
Yeah. 所以这个呢，就是要求主。来替我们来成就。
And this has to be fulfilled by the Lord.
所以我到今天还是加一个求主替我死替我活。
And you see, in my second prayer, I continue to pray the Lord. This is my first prayer that may the Lord dies for me and lives for me.
Yeah. 然后第二个祷告呢？
My second prayer.
就是说奉主耶稣基督的名斥责捆绑在我和我的范围里面一切不出于主的。
That is by the holy name, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I rebuke and bind everything and all things that is in me and within me that is not belong to God.
但是在这里要小心。
So be careful about the second prayer.
我们不要斥责捆绑撒旦。
And let us not rebuke or bind Satan or the devil.
不要叫他名字。
Let us not call against his name.
因为如果你去看犹大书的第九节。
Because according to the teaching of a book of Judah, verse 9.
天使长米迦勒和魔鬼争辩的时候都不叫他的名字。
And when Michael, the archangel, disputed with the devil, he didn't dare to pronounce against him.
他也没有斥责捆绑。
And he didn't rebuke or and bind the name of devils.
他只敢说主责备你吧。
He only dared to say, "The Lord rebuke you."
Yeah. 所以我们要小心啊。还有另外一方面。
And on the other hand.
还有一个原因。
And there is another reason behind it.
就是你会看见神会允许在某些方面仇敌向我们的攻击，他会允许的。
God will allow the attacks from our enemies.
你如果去读约伯记圣经第一本书，那就非常清楚了。
You will be very clear once you read the book of Job.
神借着仇敌的手来试验、考验我们的信心。
So actually, God is testing us or put us in trial when He used the hand of the devils or the hand of the enemies against us.
所以我们只要斥责捆绑，凡不出于主的，那就对了。
So we only need to rebuke and bind things that is in me and within me that.Do not belong to the Lord.
Not from the Lord.
Not from the Lord.
那么第三个祷告呢？
So the third prayer.
就是要继续奉主耶稣基督的名，宣告在我和我的范围里面，只有出于神的主权，纯正完美，直接的旨意。得以行在地上，如同行在天上。
And by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we declare in me and within me that only God's power and God's authority, perfect and direct will, may be done on earth as it is in heaven.
他的主权，他的 sovereignty.
So you see, he's a sovereignty.
只有他直接这个 perfect sovereignty 的这个旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
So that is a sovereignty. He's a perfect, direct sovereignty. Will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
如果你开始每天也祷这三个告的时候呢
？So if you start to pray these three prayers,
你不是嘴巴讲讲，你心里真的是愿意。
So you see, it's just not a lip service, but truly from your bottom of your heart.
那么在后来的这些日子里呢？你就要注意这三个祷告的结果。
So in the following days or in the following time, I urge you to pay attention to what come about after these three prayers.
你会发现呢，有的事情呢就慢慢不见了，慢慢消失了。
You will find out actually some certain things disappear.
有的事情呢又继续还在继续进行。
And certain things remain.
那么 已经过去消失的事情，那我们就可以不要管它了。
So you see, those things who disappear are gone. So do not pay attention to them anymore.
但是如果你这样祷告了以后，这个事情还在继续有呢。
But for those things after prayers, these things remain. Pay attention to those and see how God leads us.
那我们就要跟着主走，看看神他是要教我们什么功课。
And let us continue to observe what happened, and we will see God's guidance and what kind of lesson we learn from Him.
这个不是一天两天的事，有的时候慢慢慢慢几个月这个事情不见了，不是说哦，我今天祷告了，明天这个事情就不见了。
So it's not just a day or two days' work. It may take even a few months or even years before you realize certain things disappear.
但是我们要注意那些进行的事情，我们就要问主。我该怎么祷告？我该怎么求？你的旨意是什么？
But please pay a lot of attention to those things which remain, because these are the things that we observe through our prayers and ask the Lord to lead us through these things.
所以我们在开始操练祷告的时候，我自己是觉得啊，每天一定要先做这三个祷告。
So during our daily devotion, at least from my own personal experiences, we have to practice these three prayers constantly.
但是当你的灵命逐渐长大了。
And when your spiritual life gradually to mature.
这第一个祷告一定要，但是第二和第三个祷告呢，神就会教我们比这两个祷告更高一层的祷告。
And of course, we always must have the first prayer. But in the second and the third prayers, God or the Lord will continue to lead us into a higher or deeper level.
哎，因为你慢慢长大了嘛，你从儿孩童变成年轻人，然后变成父老，不同你自己的。在神面前的那个不同了。
Since you see your spiritual life grows up as you grow from an infant to a toddlers to young men and to up to the elders.
Yeah. 然后再过一些年呢，哎，神又教我们再到高一层的祷告。
And after many years of a practice and devotion, and then gradually our spiritual life grow up into even a higher and deeper level.
我不知道，我自己知道我这样长，但是我不知道我有没有到顶点。
And I, at least this is from my personal experiences that I grow up in the spirit, and I don't know yet if I reach up to the point that God desires me to.
让我们忍耐等候神自己的教导。
And let us be patient and bear with them, and so that we would know God's teachings.
Yeah, 因为如果不是从神来的指示，我现在就告诉你我现在怎么祷告的时候呢，那根本就没有属灵的实际。
Because if it is not from the Lord and from His teaching, there is no spiritual reality.
他会告诉你你要怎么祷告。
As a matter of fact, when we pray, the Lord will lead us into a level that we know how to pray.
Yeah, 我们现在就算讲破了嘴也没有用的。
And it doesn't work. Even I say many words on that.
然后我自己就照着主导文，向我们这位在诸天之上的慈父。
So another lesson that I learned from the Bible is actually according to the Lord's Prayer, I learned how to pray to our Father who are in the heavens.
这个达尔比的圣经跟那个 the Interlinear Bible 是比较最正确的，除了这个 NASB 以外。
So other than NASB, Darby's version or Interlinear's version is a lot closer to original text.
那么他这里的说，我们的天父是在天上 ，in the heavens， 诸天之上。
The original text is our Father who art in the heavens。
所以我想他这个就是指这个三层天。
And I think he's really talking about three heavens。
那我们因为在主里面已经慢慢的生长，经历过一些他的作为。就很不由得的，你自己就会发出荣耀归神。
And since we continue to grow up in the spirit, so it's only evident or obvious that we cannot help ourselves from praising Him and saying, "Let Thy name be sanctified."
而且愿你的名被尊为圣，这种的感赞。
And such a praise and a praise such as "Let His name be sanctified."
因为我们慢慢的越长越大的时候，慢慢越敬重他，越爱慕他。
And it's just not only a respect of him, but also an adoration of him.
而且我们继续愿意在这个慈父公正无私的管理下的天国，快更多的领导。
And it declares that may the heavens under the administration of God's righteousness and the love that may his kingdom come and come soon.
这个达比的翻译都是 let.
So you see, that's Darby's translation. He always used let.
因为天国其实 你生长的时候，它就已经在你的身上慢慢开始了。
And you see, when you gradually grow up in your spirit, the kingdom of heaven is also kind of grow up or appearing or start to appear in your body.
所以in our
whole beings, in our whole beings.
因为没有一个世界上这个天国，而且我们愿意它快快的来。
And we pray that let the kingdom come and come soon.
因为你会发现，慢慢发现，没有一个世界上的国可以比得上天国。
And we realize because we realize no worldly kingdom can be compared to the kingdom of heaven.
我们如果仔细看新约的话，你就会发现这个福音很多时候。被称作为天国的福音或者神国的福音。
So if we look or examine the New Testament carefully, we realize that gospel usually refers to the gospel of a kingdom of heavens, or kingdom of or the gospel of a kingdom of God.
这里就很明显的就牵扯到另外一个国度了。
So obviously it relates to another kingdom.
而不是我们一般人都觉得说哦。我信主耶稣了，所以我罪得赦免了，死后可以上天堂，这就是很简单的福音。
And so this is not as a simple gospel that usually people will believe that once we believe in Jesus Christ, that we're sin forgiven and we won't go to hell when we after death.
No, we just go to 天堂。
And instead we go to heaven.
不过这个就被我们这个忽略了这个。这个天国这到底是什么意思哈
？So if you believe this is what the gospel is about, you miss the best part of the kingdom of heavens.
所以正好反映出天国福音本是一个奥秘的这个真理。
So actually, that reflects that the gospel of kingdom of heaven is really the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
这个奥秘的什么意思呢？就是不是没有人可以知道的一个秘密。
So the mystery is a secret that was that was hidden well.
It's not.
Okay. So the mystery is not a secret that it's been hidden well.
奥秘是指其中的这个含义只能一层一层按生命的成熟度被解开。
So the mystery is really about God's truth being revealed level by level according to the maturity of our spiritual lives.
Yeah. 而不是在开始的时候我们一眼就看清楚。
It is not transparent from the beginning.
这个就是奥秘，所以天国福音是个奥秘。
And I think this is truly the mystery, and that the mysteries of kingdom of heavens.
然后我们还现在再想一下我们的称呼神哈。我们早年星期二的姐妹查经班，有一次每一个姐妹都分配到一段的圣经，一些新约的圣经来查来看看。
So it comes to another question, that is, to whom we pray? To whom we pray? So I remember in our early years of a sister's Bible study, each sister was assigned a few verses to go through, to read through.
Not a few verses, a couple of books.
Oh, a couple of books, okay. And so each sister was assigned a couple of books to read through.
因为有一些是重复的，因为不要一个人看错了嘛，是吧？有一些人看这边，有一些人看这边。
So each of the sisters was assigned a few passages to read through.
我们就发现在新约中的祷告只有向天父与主耶稣的祈求没有向圣灵的祈求。
And here's our finding, that we only find the prayers was prayed to the Heavenly Father or the Lord Jesus Christ.
没有向圣灵的祈求。
And there is no prayer to the Holy Spirit.
那么虽然也有愿父神愿子神愿圣灵这样子的经节
Of course there are a few verses about to the father to the to the son
may,
may
God
may the son may God the father may son and also may the Holy Spirit
yeah, 但是没有向圣灵直接的祈求
But there is no direct prayers or asking of the Holy Spirit
所以我们祷告也要小心。
So be careful when you pray.
因为我想，这个是我自己想，可能是因为圣灵是三位一体神里面那个分配担起仆人身份的神。
And I think this is my understanding. I think the reason that we do not pray to the Holy Spirit directly is because the Holy Spirit carries on as a servant.
Yeah, 我们请人家做事的时候，我们只会对这个主人请求。我们不会说哦，仆人说你请你做什么。
If you ask of a certain help from someone, you are only asking to the master, not the servant.
Yeah. 那么神是无所不在的神。
And of course, we bear this mind that God is omnipresent.
而且他是借着圣灵也住在我们心里面的神。
He also lives in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
但是祷告的时候呢，我们不能向四周的神祷告。
So, but when we come to the prayer, we do not pray around.
the God around us.
We do not pray to God around us.
也不能向内住的神祷告。
Or to a God who lives within us.
而是要依照耶稣的教导，像在天上的父神。
But by the teaching of the Lord Jesus, we pray up to.
我们在天上。
We pray up to our Father in heaven.
或者是在天上的主耶稣基督。
Or the Lord Jesus Christ, who seated on the second right hand of the God Father.
如果我们走出了这个圣经的范围啊。迟早会带来危险。
Because if we breach out of the territory of a Bible, that causes in danger.
所以有的时候我自己看圣经不太懂，说我主啊，这是什么意思啊？我搞不清楚，不能乱讲。
So whenever I read a verse or read a passage that I do not understand well, I always pray to God, Lord, please show me your meaning.
Yeah. 那么我们每天的需要呢？主知道。他也会供应的。
And you see that every day our daily need, God knows, and He surely will provide.
我们一讲到日用的饮食，今日赐下的时候呢，玛拿就出现在我们的这个眼前。
So when the Lord prayers comes to that, give us this day our daily bread, manna comes up into our mind.
以色列人在旷野里四十年。
You see, the Israelites had been in the wilderness for 40 years.
天天神就赐玛拿，供应他们身体的需要。
And for every single day, God provided them with manna.
这个地方不但提醒我们，他是会供应每个今日需要的神。
So you see, that reminds that God doesn't just provide us our daily need.
他其实更要我们每天要亲近他。
He really wants us to be connected to Him, to be with Him on a daily basis.
不可以须臾的离开他。
And we shall not leave Him for a single moment.
你知道，只有时时刻刻住在他里面，才有经常生命的供应。
And we have to know that until we come into Him and be with Him all the time, there will be a daily bread or daily provisions.
下一章就讲说，住在基督里面。就是一切胜利的根基。
So you see, so that means that living in Christ Jesus is a foundation of every victory.
一定要住在基督里。
So you see, you have to live in the Christ.
不可以跑出去，
跑到你自己里面。You shall not breach out of his territory.
所以你就看见仇敌基本的做法就是引诱我们从基督里面出来。
So I think since we remain in Him, the tactics of the devil usually would take is to entice us from the Lord, from the Christ.
所以今天他如果不是叫我们住在自己里面啊，坚持自己的意思，要自己的心意成就。
So unless if we live within Him. If we do not live within Him, or just insist on what our own opinion is about, and may our own will be done.
或者呢，我们就是被这个手机啊，现在这手机这么多 smartphone， 忙得没有办法跟主保持良好的交通。
Or we've been too busy with our smartphone so that we are kind of away from the Lord Jesus.
所以一生的征战啊，自己是最难胜过的敌人。
So see, during all the spiritual warfares we fought or we fight, the old selves are our strongest enemies.
比仇敌还厉害，我觉得。
And I think this is even stronger than the devils.
我们不可以让心思时间被老我霸占。
So we shouldn't be binded by the old selves.
也不可以太忙。
And please, I urge you, do not too busy.
我们现在在这个 digital world 里面啊，必须逃避一切的捆绑。
And especially as today we're living in the digital world, we must be set free from all these bondages.
你这个是不是也发现，这个第一个要打的仗，就是保罗觉悟的攻克己身，叫身服我。
So hence, if you realize, I hope you realize that the first and the foremost fight that we have to fight is like Paul described as discipline our own bodies and make it our slave.
这里的身啊，它是身体的身，代表了我们的全人，就跟刚才我们活祭一样。
So that body refers to our whole being, just like a living sacrifice.
叫身服我，表示使我可以不被任何因素影响，主动的选择跟神合作。
So make our body our own slaves means that we are no longer under the subjection of our own body, but choose to work with God.
这是要我们每天每刻每件事情要注意的事情。
So this is something that I urge you to be careful in everything you do.
要我们的全人能够合乎神的 性格，他的性格，因为他慢慢在我们里面，他自己的性格就在我们里面代替了我们的性格，还有他的旨意来行事为人。
So our whole beings have to be conformed to his purposes and will, so that we'll be able to work with him.
Yeah, 又有他的性格
，and have his own attribute, characters.
Yeah, 这个很重要。因为我们不可能说我们长大了还是像我们老我一样啊。
So you see, this is very important. If you want to grow up in spirit, we cannot remain an infant.
Old man.
Or an old man.
一定是有他自己的个性、性格、神的性格在我们里面长大。
We have to live out his characters since we grow up in spirit.
然后下面主导文就说：“免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。”
So in the Lord's Prayer, it continues pray that forgive us our debts, all, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
我们就是不但要赦免我们认为别人亏欠我们的地方，更要为他们在神的面前祈求赦免。
So we just do not only forgive those we feel like owe us, but also pray for them for forgiveness.
Yeah. 而且要爱他们，做他们的保护。
And furthermore, love them and provide the protection.
还有一个我们为什么应该饶恕人的重要的原因呢
？And another reason that we must forgive others.
如果我们不原谅人啊
，is that if we do not forgive others.
啊，想到这个事情，我就怪罪这个甲某某人。
And we speak in when we are thinking of this thing, we blame this man.
哎，想到那个事情，又怪罪那个乙啊，另外一个人。
And we're thinking of the other thing, we blame others.
想到我们自己今天的情形，我们又怪罪我们的父母。
And thinking of what has become of us, we blame our parents.
然后，当夫妻意见不合的时候，丈夫就怪罪妻子不顺服。
So when the couples don't agree with each other, the husband blame his wife for disobedience.
妻子就怪罪丈夫不牺牲。
And the wife blame husband for not being willing to sacrifice.
所以每一个事情总归是别人的错。
So it's always others' fault.
那这样我们怎么学习啊
？So if we really continue to do this, how do we learn through our prayers and to grow up in spirit?
而且神要我们跟他一样，免人的债。
You see, God, it's truly God's desire that we forgive our debtors.
所以我们全心要向主看的。
So we have to look upon Him, look upon the Lord.
自己负自己的责。
And we're responsible for our own things and our own mistakes.
哎，做神要求我该尽的责任。
And do what God had granted us.
好比如果丈夫以前是责怪妻子不顺服的
So from our previous example, if the husband blames the wife for disobedience,
现在呢，你只要问自己有没有为妻子牺牲啊
So husband, please examine your own heart to see if you're willing to sacrifice for your own wife.
那做妻子的以前是责怪丈夫没有为自己牺牲
So you see, wives, if you blame your husband for his unwillingness to sacrifice,
你真正在神面前的时候，你就要只能问自己有没有顺服丈夫。
And wives, examine your heart to see if you're obedient to your husband.
哎，因为这是神要我们做的。
You see, that's truly God's desire, God's intention.
所以我们要成为神要我们成为的人。
We have to be the one that God desires to be.
不然我们就在原地拼命兜圈子，长不大了。
And otherwise we just turn around and never grow up.
我们如果自己都搞不清楚这条路在哪里的时候
，So if we are not sure of what is ahead of us,
怎么长大这条路
？So it's about what is ahead of us to grow up in spirit.
那我们怎么能够帮助别人
？How can we help others to grow?
所以只有当我们自己在神的面前保持一个对的心态的时候
，So until we remain or keep the right attitude before the Lord.
神才会扩大我们在灵界真正的范围。
The Lord will expand our territory in spirit.
使我们你知道不得了，神给我们的叫我们一同跟他作王管理。
And this is amazing that He will reign along with us.
He let us reign.
He led us to reign with Him.
哎，我们就是他的仆人嘛，哈。
Since we're His servants.
然后帮助造就我们的家里的人和我们范围里面的人。
And help to build our own families and people within our territories.
这所有。我们可以跟神一起进入那个最高的那个层次的时候，这一切的胜利都是靠祷告。
So when we come up to the highest level, that when all the victories come to a point, that it is all based on our own prayers.
只有我们祷告，然后求主让我们愿意背起十字架，向老我死。
And we pray that may we carry our own cross and, be, and die to our old selves.
那然后我们慢慢每一个人呢，我们自己呢，就可以从由里到外，由灵到魂到体。
And so gradually, from inside to outside, from the soul to the spirit to the body.
From the spirit to the soul.
To the soul to the body.
称义成圣得荣耀。
Justified, sanctified, and glorified.
只有这个办法。
And this is the only way.
因为靠祷告，我们就把自己献上，然后神就改变我们了，慢慢改变。
And you see, by the power of a prayer, God is able to transform us and change us.
然后我们改变以后，就由我们一个人，又到我们全范围里面。
So you see, once we're changed, we're able to influence people within our own territory.
所以我们不要说天国还没来。
So don't, please don't say that the kingdom of heaven hasn't come yet.
因为天国就是这个样子，在静悄悄的里面就开始来了。
And actually, the kingdom of heaven starts unnoticeably, but it is in the midst of us.
就这么来的。
It just comes.
就是从我们的祷告的自己把自己献上当作活祭然后真的跟着主走
So as we are really living our whole beings as a living sacrifice and as we gradually grow up in spirit the kingdom of heaven comes
所以我们再讲一次就是说我们保护自己坚持己见总觉得是别人欠我们债的时候呢我们就看不见神
So once again I want to repeat that if we try to protect our own selves or insist on our own opinions we'll always feel that it's somebody's fault or people owes us we're never able to see the kingdom of God
我们也看不见神的权柄
and
看不见他的荣耀
and we won't be to see his sovereignty and glory
只有当我们放下自己靠着耶稣基督的生命向儿子顺服天父一切命令去做的时候呢
Unless we really lay down our old selves, but by the life of Jesus Christ, and as He is obedient to the Father,
神的国度、权柄和荣耀的光辉才会向我们开始开启。
And His kingdom, His sovereignty, His power and His glory will be revealed to us.
主自己他自己很清楚地把十字架和荣耀连在一起。
So the Lord clearly connects the cross with His glory.
Yeah. 他快要上十字架的时候，他怎么说呢？他说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
So before He heads up to the cross, He says that the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
而且又说，他说父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。
And He also says, Father, may Thou glorify Your own name.
而且他说他上十字架哦是他受审判哦但是他说世界受审判这世界的王要被赶出去的时候
And when he heads up to the cross or to be judged he says that the judgment is upon this world now the ruler of the world will be cast out
这些都是在约翰福音十二章二十三到三十一
And all these are from book of John 12:23-31
你如果回家可以去看一下
And you may read these passages more carefully when you get home
所以你看见神把主耶稣自己把那个十字架和荣耀是连在一起的。
You see so clearly, the Lord Jesus Christ connects cross with glory.
所以求主帮助我们哈，愿意降服主的定规和主的方法。
And I pray that may the Lord help us all to be subject to His teaching, His guidance, and His ways.
当我们靠主把难处很多难处，我们把它变成十字架。
And when we rely on the Lord and to turn all these sufferings into cross,
or the difficulties,
difficulties,
我们才到了整个生命的转捩点。
So by the grace of the Lord, we turn all the difficulties into cross. We're coming to a turning point of our spiritual lives.
因为在十字架上是什么？老我死了。
Because on the cross, the old self have died. The old selves have died.
然后。接下去主导文又教我们说不叫我们遇见试探救我们脱离凶恶或者那个恶者
So in the following Lord's Prayer the Lord Jesus continued to pray that lead us not into temptation and deliver us from the evils
这个也是达比他们那些人有加的啊
So this is actually there is more translation or explanation from Darby
就是表示是真实的
So it means these are real
不叫我们遇见试探这个试探是原文是3986这个号码啊
So the temptation is a concordance 3186
那这个跟这个试探原文相同的字的话，中文也有译成迷惑、试炼、磨炼或者试验的很多啊，翻成不同。
Yeah, so the Chinese translation on of this word, temptation is also translated as confusion, trials or tests.
那主常常勉励门徒，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。这个也是那个字。
And so in the New Testament, the Lord always encouraged the disciples, apostles, to keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. So that's the same word.
因为凡是跟随主的人，一定会经过许多火炼的试验。
So, because those who follow the Lord Jesus Christ will be going through many fiery ordeal among us,
tests,
and the tests and trials.
那么主自己也说他在磨练之中。
And of course, the Lord says himself that he is in constant trials.
其实我自己发现，主耶稣在地上的脚步，就是我们的榜样。
So actually, when I read the Bible, I realize the path of Jesus Christ is our role model, is our example.
你看那个，我这里岔出去一下，看那个旧约有七个节期，对不对？
And so you see, in the Old Testament, there are seven
节期
festivals. There are three festivals. Seven festivals.
你会看见一个一个过去的时候，到最后就是祝棚节。
So when each festival passes by, we come to the last festival. It is called
Feast of Tabernacle.
Feast of the Tabernacle.
那就是我们常住在主耶稣里。
So in other words, that we remain in Him. We constantly remain in Him.
所以旧约就是把新约的原则画了一个图给我们看。
So you see, the Old Testament is our role map as we study the New Testament.
所以你知道在这些主耶稣的过程里面，或者说是在这个七个节期里面，有一次是 trumpet， 还有赎罪日嘛，这个就是磨练。
So as we if we go through the seven festivals, we know that this is like a trials after one another.
所以这个不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，或者是那个恶者，这个呢，就是。不是让我们一帆风顺，不经过试验试探，乃是说能够免的就免了。
So that means if when the prayer says, "Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil," it is not that we are free, we're free from all the trials.
我这几天在因为在看这个，我就发现原来前面是讲前面的，后面是另外一件事情。
So when I was reading and working on my messages, I realized these are two different things.
这个本来是说不叫我们遇见试探。
The first one is lead us not into a temptation.
意思就是说能够免的话就求主免了，是吧？有的是可以免。
So it means that Lord, if you spare this, please do. Please spare this.
但是救我们脱离凶恶，就是或恶者，就是说。神一定要我们经过神允许的话，那我们就一定要过去。
And but deliver us, but this the second part of the verse, but deliver us from evil means that if we have to go through all the difficulties, may the Lord lead us to go through.
因为我们经过这些必须经过的试验试探呢，就可以很成功的出来，因为神会救我们。
Because if these trials or tests are must, we know that we will eventually escape out of it by the Lord.
你知道这个就好像神允许这些试炼哈，就好比学校里的考试。
So you see, when the Lord allows these kind of trials to happen to our lives, it's like we have to go through many tests as a student.
我们以前在台湾上学的时候，很多很多考试。
And you know, if you know that I came from Taiwan, and there when I was younger, I have to go through many tests, big and small.
周考每个礼拜的考试。
We actually have a weekly test.
抽考。突然给你一个考试。
We have a pop quizzes or pop tests.
月考。
We have a monthly test.
小考。
We have a small test.
大考。
Big test.
然后有期中考、期末考。
We have midterms or finals.
很多很多考试。
Many、
okay?
tests.
所以我们可以看一下。我们彼得前书一章七节，我们上次也看过，我觉得这个圣经节太棒了。
So if we turn to First Peter 1:7，
我们一起念好不好
？Let's read together。
中英文一起念哈。
Let's read
彼得前书一章七节。
Let's read the verse from First Peter 1:7。
Okay, ready? Okay. 叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵。 可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。神会他允许的呢，他会叫我们考试能够及格，他会帮我们的。如果你一直住在基督里的话。
So for the difficulties that we have to bear with, the Lord surely will help us and actually get out of it eventually.
Yeah, 而不是说，哎呦，考的被当掉了。
Instead of we got flunked. Yeah,
只要我们住在基督里，绝对不会被当掉。
Because you see, if we remain and live in the Lord Jesus Christ, we won't be flunked.
所以如果有试探出现在我们周围的时候，我们就可以赶快求主怜悯。
So if the difficulties or the trials are shown around us, we better just hurry to him and ask for his help.
让我们能够逃脱。
So that we can escape from these difficulties.
雅各书一章十四节讲，我们所以失败是因自己的私欲受到牵引诱惑。
And just the book of Jacob 1:14 says, but each one...Book of James 1:14 says, but each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust.
我们举几个例子现在。
And here are a few examples I'd like to show you.
好比是逃避贪财、淫行与许多的私欲。
And number one, such as we flee from greed or idolatry and many lusts.
好比这以前在旧约的时候，约瑟逃离他祖母的引诱。
Just as Joseph escaped from his master's wife.
我们不需要接受任何的引诱的，不是一定要接受。
You don't have to receive, or you don't have to accept all the lusts.
还有我们要逃避拜偶像的事。
And number two, flee from idolatry.
这个偶像啊，我觉得也不一定就变成一个好像什么。哪一个神的像啊?
So you see, idolatry doesn't have to be doesn't have to be visible like some goddess or god.
凡是我们把它摆在神之上，优先考虑的，位置不对的，就是你的偶像。
But rather, it's something that we put above or ahead of God.
这不管有形的还是无形的，都得逃。
So visible or invisible, we have to flee from idolatry.
就好像这个。名誉啊，或者权力啊，或者爱情。
I share an example. I give you a few examples, such as a fame, a power, or love.
都不能把它摆在神上。
We simply cannot put these things above and beyond God.
还有逃避那个不服从主耶稣基督纯正话语敬虔道理的人。
Flee from those who advocate a different doctrine of word and not the sound of word as taught by the Lord Jesus Christ.
还有要逃避那些不守真理人的真敬。
Or also by the disagreement from those who did not abide in the truth.
就是有的时候人会靠着肉体的热心为信仰来争辩。
And in other words, that we have to flee from those who would fervently argue by his own body.
他的解释不完全跟整个的圣经合。
In other words, that all his teachings or arguments are not conformed to the biblical teaching.
所以。很清楚看见让我们通不过这些考试逃不出来的是我们自己的私欲。
So that makes us really that makes us clear on if we fail the test or if we are flunked by the test it's truly caused by our own lusts.
如果我们不放下自己的利益或者好恶，当然我们就失败在魔鬼的手上。
If we do not let go let go of our own benefits or likeness or dislikeness, we most likely will fail at the hand of devils.
如果我们愿意背起十字架，把神的旨意放在自己的利益或者好恶之上呢？
But instead, if we are willing to carry our own cross and put God's will and God's purposes beyond our own benefits, above and beyond our own benefits and likes and dislikes,
我们就必定可以逃脱那个。
We surely will escape from the snare of the devil.
那么在从基本上来讲起，在生命的初期，在我们属灵生命的初期，这些考试好像只和自己的成长有关。
So especially in our early stage of spiritual life, these kind of trials and tests is about our own growth.
但是到了你成熟的时候呢？
But as we're getting to a more mature stage,
不仅仅和自己的成长有关，还被算为与基督一同受苦。
And actually, it is also as we are to a degree that we are also counted as to being partaken the suffering of the Lord.
你去看彼得前书四章十三节。
So if you take a look at the verse from 1 Peter 4:13.
所以你如果到了成熟期，啊，不但自己的生命得到造就。还全家全范围里的人全部蒙福。
So we're coming to a more mature, more mature stage. Your life, it's just not your life be transformed and built, but also you benefit your families and also people around you.
这个就好像代表学校参加考试或者竞赛一样。
And let me show an example. It's as if you represent your own school to join a competition.
我们如果得到胜利，整个学校都得了胜。
So if we win, the school wins.
这个考试在成长的过程中是绝对不免不能免的，而且一定会有的这个经历。
So these trials or tests are simply not avoidable, unavoidable, and this is something we have to go through.
很有意思的事情。
This is really an interesting, amazing thing.
这个就像在旧约。他们去这个应许地打仗的时候
It's just like it reminds me of the kind of example in the Old Testament when the Israelites are fighting in the promised land for the promised land.
凡是二十岁以上去打仗的男丁，他们就有 inheritance， 就有得到产业，就可以去抽产业。
So whoever is above 20 and who is willing to join the battle, they will receive inheritance, a part of inheritance.
那这个产业只是给他一个人的吗？不是，他全家。
So this inheritance is not only intended for himself, but also to all his families.
所以这个是个旧约图画实在很棒。
And I think this is Old Testament is a really great roadmap for us to better understand the New Testament.
那么我们面临诸般的考试，除了要精心祷告以外。使我们不因着自己私欲给仇敌留地步以外，还要忍受到底。
So you see, other than the test or the trials or our own lust or our sinful nature, other than that, we also have to learn to endure or persevere with the Lord.
我自己有功课，有的时候每一个功课起码学两三年。
And from my own experiences, that usually it takes me at least 2 or 3 years to learn one lesson.
有的时候要学六七年。
And occasionally from it take me 6 to 7 years to learn one lesson.
我有一件事情学了十年才发现神到底在做什么。
And for one particular thing, it took me 10 years to really realize what's God's purpose on this.
所以我们这个要忍受到底。
And so you see that's really what the Bible teaching is that to persevere until to the end.
虽然在这些试验的里面，有的时候也有诸般的忧愁。
And of course, in all these trials, we are various. There are many various troubles.
你可以想彼得前书一章六节。
And we can take a look at 1 Peter 1:6.
但是我们可以靠着主的恩典，能够忍耐。而且保守自己洁净，一直到神搭救我们脱离试探的时候。
But by the power and the grace, by the power and the grace of the Lord, we're able to persevere, endure, and it still make us or keep us holy until the day, the time that God save us from all these trials.
因为神，在这个哥林多前书十章十三节也讲过，他应许必然会在我们受试探的时候。给我们开一条出路。
Because as God has promised in 1 Corinthians 10:13, that there is a way of escape provided by the Lord.
Yeah. 而且经过这些，我们就必会得到生命的冠冕。
And after all these difficulties, many trials and tests, we will receive the crown of life.
那么这是什么出路呢？这条出路起始部分和能够成功到底的基础。就是主自己。
So you see, the way of escape starts from and ends with the Lord Himself.
他带领我们里面的人，就是在灵里面先走上这一条出路。
So He leads our inner man. He leads our inner man to get to this way of escape.
然后开始慢慢的，连外面也就慢慢出来。
So when and gradually we be able to escape.Out of it, from outside.
你可以在很困难的环境里面，但是心里有平安喜乐。
And so that in this way, only in the most difficult times of our life, we still have the peace and joy within.
Yeah. 所以主常常鼓励我们。
So the Lord always encourages us.
他说，在路加22:40说，你们要祷告。免得陷入试探。
So in Luke 22:40, it says, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation."
然后 路加二十二章四十六节又说起来祷告免得陷入试探。
And in the same chapter, Luke 22:46, the Lord says, get up and pray that you may not enter temptation.
然后马太二十六四十一节或者是马可十四章三十八节又说总要警醒祷告免得陷入试探。
And in Matthew 26:41 or Mark 14:38, it says, "Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation."
因为有的时候我们灵里面是愿意了。
And as the Bible says, as our heart is willing.
In the spirit 是愿意的。
In the spirit we're willing.
但是我们的肉体软弱了。
But our flesh is weak.
所以神就一直鼓励我们，耶稣一直鼓励我们。一定要祷告，一定要祷告，一定要祷告。
So the Lord Jesus continuously encourages to keep watching and praying that we may not enter into temptation.
所以我们在这种时候，你就会发现，只有心中灵里不停地住在主的里面。
So in moments like these, until we continuously to live within the Lord,
而且对付老我,
and to deal with our old selves,
支取他生命的供应和得胜,
and to receive what is provision and victory.
那么我们里面的人呢, 这 inner man 呢, 才出得了内心的挣扎和征战。
So our inner man will be able to find the way of escape and win the victory.
也只有如此，这外面的情况，我们里面的人出来了，那外面的情况慢慢跟着转变。
And so as we win, as our inner man wins the fight within, we're able to change what is outside.
显出而且印证有里面出来的得胜。
That proves that we have won the victory. We have won the victory within us.
你外面如果失败，我们发了一次脾气啊，或者是做了一件什么错事啊？
So、
外面的失败，因为里面已经先失败了。
And think about it. If you fell from outside, because this is because you already fell inside.
里面外面的成功。完全表彰里面已经先得胜的事实。
And your success outside testify the success inside.
如果你的老我死了。
If your old selves have died,
人家骂你，连碰都碰不到你。
And all the disputes or all the disagreements won't even touch you.
这是多宝贝的救恩。
What a precious salvation.
Okay. 所以外面的成功就表彰里面已经先得胜的这个事实。
So your success outside testify the victory that you already won inside.
谁能胜过这个一切的七情六欲啊？
So who can overcome all these emotions and feelings?
还有谁能够胜过我们这个自以为对的老我？
Or who can overtake our old selves?
只有主自己得胜的生命。
Only the Lord Jesus Christ and his victorious life.
所以神是带我们进到这个自由荣耀的自由里。
So you see, the Lord leads us into the freedom of glory.
所以主要我们祷告。
So the Lord wants us to pray.
在我们经过这一些考试的时候，能够靠主背起自己的十字架。
So as we're going through all these trials and tests, God, we can carry on our own cross.
不上仇敌的圈套。
We won't be trapped by the schemes or schemes or tactics of the devil.
不掉到这些牢笼里。
We won't be trapped into these bondages.
不继续被他的势力捆绑。
And we're no longer bondaged or binded by his power.
最后你这个主导文最后就是国度权柄荣耀全是神的直到永远。
And to a day that we can freely pray that for thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
对啊，因为我们天天而且世世都是靠祷告来打仗的。
So in every day and in everything, we fight our spiritual warfare by the power of our prayers.
靠着主，背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
And by the power of the Lord, we're able to carry our own cross and fight a good fight.
这样我们慢慢从老我出来了。
So in that way, we're able to escape from our old selves.
改变成为一个新造的人。
And change and transform to be the new creation.
然后逐渐就长成他的身体。
And gradually to grow up to the maturity.
然后就怎么样？就跟他的国度、权柄、荣耀都有份，直到永远。
And partake his kingdom, his power, his glory forever.
感谢赞美主。
Thanks be to the Lord.
这真是比我们能够想象的高太多。
And this is way beyond our imagination.
我以前根本就一点都没有这种感觉。
I had no idea what this is about.
但是慢慢跟着主走，哎呀，就发现，哎呀，原来他给我们的是这样子一个前途。
But when I gradually and continuously grow up in spirit, I came to realize what a Lord and what a Master we have.
真是感谢赞美。
Thanks be to the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you and praise you.
一方面，你自己来到世界上，给我们做了一个榜样。
On one hand, you have come to this world to be our best role model.
要经过死，然后进入，才进入复活。
We know that we have to come into the death so that we will be resurrected.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
因为你在我们身上，也是让我们经过一些困难，经过一些惨难。
We know that in the same way that you allow us to go through the difficulties and all the childhood
tribulations. 然后你最后是要我们跟你一起坐在你的宝座上。
And eventually you invite us to be seated with you on your throne.
这真是完完全全超过我们的想象。
And this is beyond our understanding.
我们可以成为你的一部分。
That we can be a part of you.
求主帮助我们。凡是属你的人
So we pray that may those who belong to you
让我们天天祷告
will be able to pray, constantly pray
时时祷告
every single day in all circumstances
时时住在基督里
and remain in you in every single moment
因为你也快来了
because your second coming is near
让我们和我们的全家还有我们整个属你的教会
we pray that may each of one of us and our families and the whole churches
甚至全世界的教会
and even the churches around the world
都准备好
are prepared
欢迎你的再临
for your second coming
我们感谢赞美神
we thank you and praise you
因为你是在做事的神
because you are the God who's still working up to this day
帮助我们
help us all
与你合作
to work with you
一直往前走
And we raise our race ahead.
达到你造我们的目的。
Until to the maturity level, until to the level that you have intended for us.
感谢主。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.